Welcome to the Women in Product podcast. I'm Elizabeth Ames. Over the next few months, we'll be sharing a special series on AI and product. In this series, we're going to take a deep dive into how AI is changing product management. We'll explore the exciting product opportunities and challenges that come with it. Join us as we chat with industry experts and uncover the latest trends, strategies, and innovations that'll keep you and your products one step ahead. Welcome to our first podcast of 2024. I'm Elizabeth Ames, and today marks the beginning of an exciting new series on AI for the Women in Product podcast. Joining me is Rashmi Ramesh. Rashmi is a seasoned professional in product management and has held leadership roles across public companies and startups in the enterprise space, along with having an MBA from Wharton. She's also the creator and host of our Path to CPO series that we launched last year. Rashmi, a warm welcome back to the Women in Product podcast.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And it's great to partner with you again.
Yeah. I want to take a moment to reflect. It's been about 4 months since we wrapped up the Path to CPO series. We spoke to so many amazing product leaders, and it gave us invaluable insights into what it takes to be a product executive and how to get there. We also heard from many members of our community that the series really demystified what a CPO does and the range of paths it takes to get there. It opened up that black box and made the path more understandable. And that's what leads us today. We've once again heard from so many people that AI product management is a mystery. And Rashmi, considering your experience in product and the lessons you learned from Path to CPO, why do you believe now is the perfect moment to tackle a new series dedicated to AI and product management?
Yes, product leaders, it is almost table stakes to possess a growth mindset and keep up with the technology. We just don't build product roadmaps, but we also consider market dynamics and align our strategies with what the market demands and anticipates. With ChatGPT achieving an unprecedented adoption and reaching a million users within a week, along with the increasing significance and impact of generative AI, transitioning to this new series on AI was a natural progression for the Women in Product podcast.
True. What comes up a lot in my discussions with other product professionals is AI can often seem overwhelming or inaccessible if you don't have the technical background.
You're absolutely right, Elizabeth. I've had similar conversations with colleagues, and I would say that's precisely why we're here today. My goal for the series has always been to create a space where we can simplify AI advancements and distill them into practical, actionable insights for product innovation. So I think there couldn't be a more critical time than now for this series. We're here to break down those barriers and make AI accessible for everyone. Even if people want to take the first step, where do they start, given the daunting amount of resources that are available?
Yeah, let's talk more about the series. What is our approach this time? Because with Path to CPO, we were effectively doing a survey, if you will, to understand the range of responsibilities and paths to the role that women leaders experienced.
Yeah, that's right. And this time with the AI series, we wanted to cover a range of topics and hear directly from experts who could dive deep into each of those areas.
So what are the topic areas that we plan to cover?
Yeah, I knew we needed to start with demystifying everything about AI product management and really help product leaders to get over that initial hurdle that AI is hard and it is required for one to have a PhD or a CS degree. We then delve into the aspects of breaking into product management, hiring, decision-making, and a look into the tools and frameworks. We also cover the AI product development lifecycle, stakeholder management, and also tackling the ethical challenges that come with it. Now we'll delve into both the technical and real-world applications. And I think through this journey together, many of us will discover that leveraging AI as a PM doesn't have to be this daunting task to tackle head-on just by yourself. It can be totally accessible and a really powerful career booster.
One thing that I've noticed is that you don't hear a lot about women working in the field, which I think can feel discouraging. But in fact, there are women working at all levels of AI today. And you'll get to hear from some of them in this series.
Exactly. It was initially difficult to find women chief product officers, right? But we ultimately found there were quite a few. They were just not as visible. I see the same trend with women leaders in AI. One of our goals in the series is to make such leaders more visible and encourage more women product leaders to dive in.
Yes, it's important to note that not everyone working in the field needs a CS degree or a PhD, as you mentioned above. The broad adoption of the technology may actually require more expertise in product skills and customer-specific knowledge.
That's exactly what our first podcast will address, Elizabeth, Demystifying AI. We will discuss the basics of AI and the resources to get started with the technology, since this seems to be one of the barriers as the information is all scattered and seemed daunting. Our goal is to have our listeners be comfortable with AI and help them really cross the chasm of being an AI product leader.
I know that in some of our episodes, we'll also talk to people who are already leveraging AI to address customer needs. I think those hands-on examples will be valuable.
Yeah, the field itself is so young that we're still learning a lot every single day. But we know that this underlying technology will have a huge impact.
Yeah, I'm excited to see more women involved in shaping its future and helping to deliver on the potential of this breakthrough technology. Over the next few months, the podcast will be focused on this deep dive into the world of AI and product, and our first interview will be released later this month. But here's where you, the audience, come in. We're eager to hear your perspectives, so feel free to suggest speakers or topics around AI by emailing us at podcast@womenpm.org. And until next time, I'm Elizabeth Ames. Thanks, Rashmi.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening, and thanks also to our partner Discover, who provides annual support for the work of Women in Product, and thank you to our community. This podcast is an original production of Women in Product. Follow us on Apple Podcast and leave us a review so that others can discover us. Android users, find us on Spotify, or share this episode with others who you think would find it interesting.